Eve of Destruction, Failed U.S. Lunar Lander Bound for Fiery End in Earth's Atmosphere. By Simon Kent on January 18, 2024. The failed Peregrine 1 lunar lander will re-enter the Earth's atmosphere late Thursday and burn up somewhere over the South Pacific. Experts had been working with NASA and other space companies to find the most safe and responsible way of ending Peregrine's mission. The doomed $108 million lander suffered a critical propellant leak shortly after launching from Florida on its Vulcan rocket last week, as Breitbart News reported. Although engineers were able to stabilize the situation, the loss of oxidizer meant a safe touchdown on the lunar surface could never be attempted. Pittsburgh-based Astrobotic has decided to dispose of the craft, rather let it wander aimlessly through space, posing a collision hazard. It is reportedly carrying a sample of President John F. Kennedy's DNA alongside the ashes of dozens of people, all of which will now be lost. Astrobotic has positioned the Peregrine spacecraft for a safe, controlled re-entry to Earth over a remote area of the South Pacific. The team has been continuously monitoring a re-entry analysis with the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, the company said in its latest mission update. We expect re-entry to occur at approximately 1600 hours Thursday, January 18 EST, 2100 hours GMT. Peregrine is the first of eight planned missions in NASA's Commercial Lunar Payload Services initiative. NASA hopes it can reduce the cost of future missions by sponsoring the private sector. The last time the U.S. launched a moon landing mission was in December 1972. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.